an issue in every other country in the EU, and it's just for some bizarre reason, nobody is actually bringing it to attention of the Irish electorate. If you go around Europe and you ask people what's the main issue, it is migration. Now, I want to be very clear, we absolutely need skilled labour. We have a shortage of skilled labour. We have a shortage of non-skilled labour. 200 years ago, we had actually 10 million people in Ireland. So we absolutely, as a nation, can afford to have more people, and we need more people. But we cannot afford the people that are coming here illegally just because they know that they won't get deported. We cannot afford what I call the welfare tourists from EU countries are coming here because we have such good benefits. The people that are prepared to work when they come here, we absolutely need them, but we just cannot afford. We have a housing crisis in Ireland. We have a healthcare crisis in Ireland. And, you know, my first loyalty is to the people in Ireland and to the Irish people who have left Ireland who would like to come home.
In terms of things like direct provision, when you look at the conditions under which people in direct provision live, I don't think anyone could realistically say that in any way is a desirable way to live. And why would people come here to live that way if it wasn't, in their eyes, absolutely necessary?
Because they know that they'll eventually get citizenship. They know that 85% of deportation orders are not enacted. Living in a provision centre in Ireland is probably better than the lifestyle that they had in Africa, where they perhaps were coming from. Now, the people in the direct provision centres, I think the direct provision centres are a total disgrace towards Ireland. You know, they're just shameful representation. We absolutely should take in our fair share of genuine refugees from war-torn areas. We absolutely should. We put up our hand. We said we would. We should. And for those people, we should give them a warm Irish welcome, a passport, and accommodation for a period of time whilst they get on their feet. But for the people that are there illegally, we should give them a plane ticket back to their first port of entry, which is what is supposed to happen. You know, the last time I checked, there were no flights from Libya. There's no from Africa direct to Ireland. So they obviously stopped off somewhere else. And if they were genuine refugees and asylum seekers, they would have been given asylum at their first port of entry. Once they arrive in Ireland at Dublin Airport, if someone arrives and they're an illegal person coming into Ireland illegally, they shouldn't be allowed to leave the airport. They should be put on the next plane back to where they came from.